Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're near the end of July barbecue, Bob. You ought to be in full swing if you're a grilling guy or gal out there right now. This is the height of the grilling season, only surpassed maybe by tailgating. But this is where you grill. This is how you grill and why you grill. Thanks for tuning in to the Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
That's a good point, the tailgating. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Thanks for taking a little time out of your weekend to join us in our trials of grilling and the epicurious things and tales we like to put out there. But there's lots going on in the grilling world. We're all busy people. We've got our personal lives that want to keep us away from the grill. Maybe we're in a golf league. Maybe we're grilling, for Boy Scouts or this or that. But there's always times when you can use a couple little tips. And our job is to try and make you show up at the grill a little better informed and ready than maybe you were last year.
Prepared.
Yep.
Because it goes so much better if you can think it through. You don't have any surprises.
And I'd have to
way.
Say this: Jop is the master at prep. He's the preparation guy in our team, and he's thinking three steps ahead. Are you a good chess player?
What? I love chess. Yes. Yeah.
See, and yeah. I can see why, because you think three, four steps ahead.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the next step.
Well, you're just light a fire and throw something on there. I'll deal with it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm a little more, I guess, tactical. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't matter.
No.
Your results are fabulous. That's why we do this.
Well, thank you. I made a mistake last week and said I'm done grilling for workers. That ain't happening.
Right.
It ain't happening.
I'm telling you, they heard about it.
I've got a crew at my house right now this morning. As soon as I get out of here, I'm heading back, and we're ripping the roof off. Today's the day. So I've got my Skytrak out there. I've got my sons Alex and Jordan and Olivia's boyfriend Josh. I got three strapping 20-somethings. And they'll be up on the roof. I'll be running the Skytrak. We have two big.
I'll be standing in the side yard at a distance videoing. Yeah.
What, for the insurance company?
Yeah.
That Skytrak's pretty easy. Yeah. So that's the fun stuff. Now I get to rip that nasty roof off.
That will be nice.
20 years waiting to do this, dude.
Yeah. So let me talk a little bit about building, because in this last week, I just finished a project we've been working on for a little over 2 months. Had a great opportunity in West Michigan here to put in the largest outdoor entertainment area that we've done at Home Life Kitchen, Bath, and Outdoor Living since we've started the company. And I've got a smoker out there. I've got a 42-inch burner or grill with an infrared burner on the back, the rotisserie in it.
What kind of grill is it?
That particular one is called a Coyote. And it's all stainless.
Ugly,
steel.
Is it?
Yeah, right. Ugly. Ugly. But it was the brand that the homeowner wanted.
You know, that's funny. I have a hot tub called Coyote.
Do you?
We should marry yeah. those up.
We went to we did the sojourn over to our favorite appliance dealer, Garrett's Appliance, and that was the one they picked out. So, but I've got outdoor cabinets that are made out of wood. It sounds contradictory, but they're specifically made to be outdoors. It's a poplar that's been temperature treated in a kiln.
So everybody likes it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's popular. Yeah, and then we put in hot tubs, we put in sinks and bars and refrigeration, and we put in an underdecked water system that's mounted to the bottom of the deck. So if it rains, you don't get the water below in the entertainment area. I got TVs out there. This place, a fire pit with a gas log in the center of it, and we had a ton of fun putting this one together.
Sounds like a pretty fancy place.
And it came
place.
Together really well. I'll be posting some pictures on that. I'll slide them over to the Grilling Guys, too, because it's relevant. But Then the fun starts, Barbecue Bob, because coming with it, being a grilling guy's certified kitchen, right, I'm going to put on a little party for them, and I'm going to teach them how to grill on all their new equipment and light up this whole outdoor entertainment area and have a little bit of fun. That isn't scheduled yet, but that comes with the package. So had a lot of fun over this one. Had some curveballs that we ran into, but at the end of the day, the customer's happy. I'm happy with the way it turned out, and our team did a fabulous job. A lot of people, like you talk about when you do a construction project, from the landscapers on up, were involved. But got some cool LED lighting that changes colors and things like that. So it's just really a cool little environment.
You know, the patio lighting, the solar lighting, all that stuff for your backyard has changed a whole bunch in the last 5 or 6 years.
It's, yes, it has.
Really jumped up. I have a bunch of these solar lights. I got them at Lowe's. They're caps that sit on the top of my 4x4s on my deck. I got them
your for railing posts.
Yeah, I got them for $7 a piece.
Right.
And they're black, and every one of them works.
Right.
They come on all night. It looks so cool. You can. I mean, it doesn't really light up a whole lot, but it shows aesthetics. You where the railing is.
Yep.
And it just it. I'm telling you, it's a mood thing for me. Right. I look down at our deck is like, I don't know, 50, 60 feet long. It's really big.
Yeah.
And when you're at one end, like down the hot tub, and you look down to the other end, it's just this, like the Mackinac Bridge, man.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of myself because all those posts are straight, and those lights would give you away if they weren't.
Yeah, we put a stainless steel railing system in this with cables.
Oh, those
and they're
are,
vertical, so you can see through it. This home's on a lake.
Couldn't afford those.
And yeah, but they're beautiful. And then we did stair lights too.
I did the Lowe's and Menards version
right,
of that.
Yeah, right. But we did stair lights that come on with a photo eye as well. So the whole place, like you talked about, is one photo eye that covers the whole thing.
Oh, my.
When it gets dark, the place lights up. And it's cool. I even got ceiling fans in that thing, man, to keep the air moving if you're underneath that deck with the ceiling in it. But anyway, kind of fun. A good time to put it together. And we're just excited we had the opportunity to work with these fine folks to get it done. But kudos to my team because it was 2 months of a lot of stuff going on.
Awesome.
So what about, Bob, I was doing some pulled pork. And I always have a bunch of it left over when I cook it for myself. You know, if I'm going to fire up the smoker, I'm going to do 4 butts. I'm not going to do 2,
uh-huh.
Right? Because that even if I'm using the big green
right.
egg, it's full, right?
Yeah. How's your big one working these days?
Good.
Nice.
Good. Yeah. I bought one of those plates, the plate setter, the offset in iron, cast iron. Really like it.
Oh, you're talking about your big green egg?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Yep. I use the big green egg.
Oh, sure.
And no matter, you know, you fire the thing up, whether you put 1 butt or 4 butts on it, use the same amount of charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go ahead and fill it. So I have it. It freezes okay. But yeah. Got some pulled pork appetizers because there's always a bunch of it left over, and I can only eat so many sandwiches, right? Some easy stuff for you guys to do. If you cook a pork butt out there and you got a bunch of it left over, Tostitos scoops, those
yeah.
little corn chips,
mm-hmm.
that, a little bit of pulled pork, and a dollop of orange marmalade on the top, just a little dollop of it. You make those little cups of treats, pop those in your mouth, man, making my mouth water. They're that good to do that. Another one that I do.
Where's the heat?
What? I know. You're always wanting to do stuff spicy.
Where's the heat?
Right. I'm not a heat guy.
You know, I guess you could do that. I do have some like jalapeno jam. It's like a habanero, jalapeno
yep.
something
right.
raspberry. You could do something like that for a little bit of heat.
Yeah.
Now you might have me.
Yeah, and I go to the sweet side more than I go to the heat side, you know. But the same Tostitos, this is not a Tostitos commercial, but they
sounds
make
like
these,
it.
They make these lime chips, right? They got a little lime dust on them or something. Get some fire roasted corn salsa and some pulled pork on top of that, and then melt a little cheddar cheese on top of that. Set it right on your grill, and ooh, baby. Easy little appetizers. All of a sudden you got 30 people in your backyard rather than 10, but hey, that's what it's all about. Coming up next, one of my favorite guys on this planet Earth, T. Gidd's going to talk a little Cajun fire. Stick with us. We'll be back.